ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello. Thank you for downloading. Okay, yeah, just me. I'm feeling very musical because of Songify Me.
I didn't realize you had started. I thought you were just singing by yourself.
I know.
There.
I thought we were a songwriting duo. I thought we were like Elton John and Bernie Taupin. So we were like Milli Vanilli, you know?
Sometimes you just randomly bust out into song over your side of the desk, and I thought that was one of those times.
I didn't realize
we were doing this.
It's a very random me thing to do.
It is.
No, look, I'm singing because I feel it's been probably in our history of our friendship, Gabby, it's been the most musical week in our history together.
Definitely.
On the show.
We do like a bit of a sing song, especially when it's a song we've written and we're proud of.
That's
It's about poo or something similar.
Well, you're going to hear that one today. So we write a song for Caitlin for Songify Me. And Caitlin was pulled over on her birthday for speeding when she was rushing home to do a poo.
Something we know a lot about.
So we've all been there, right?
Big song about it.
Hang About, it's coming up. And Rossiano joins the podcast and the most parent thing you've ever said. It's all coming up. The Cliff Owen Gabby podcast. There was a... we were going for a swim yesterday afternoon and still a little bit chilly-ish, but, you know, we've got a house with a pool, so kids don't care. They just want to get in that bad boy.
Totally. It's still exciting.
It's very exciting. Mm. And my daughter comes out in her swimmers yesterday and she has these swimmers. They're Bond swimmers. And they're like a two-piece, so they got bottoms, but the top part goes, like, it's very long. Like, it covers her whole belly, past the belly button, all that.
Tankini.
Is that what it's called?
So it's like a singlet top?
Yeah, it's like a singlet top.
It's a tankini.
So the top part goes all the way and covers to the bottoms, but it's still
like
two separate bits.
It looks like one piece because they touch.
Yeah, but
they're
it's
separates.
Two.
Yep.
But they didn't touch yesterday because my 7-year-old daughter rolled the top one up, right up just to cover her chest.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she had the whole, you know, she's 97, so the whole kind of muffin top thing. You know, we all have that when we're 7. Baby fat's cute on babies. So she had it all kind of rolled up, so it was just covering her top. So she turned it into, I guess, more of a traditional kind of bikini.
Nice.
And I said to her, "What's this?" And she goes, "It's a crop top." And I had to Google this morning what a crop top is. I didn't even know what
it's
a crop top was.
It's cropped.
Right. What's called a crop top?
Yes.
So,
it's
idea for a crop top is you're supposed to show the whole middle parts. And I don't know, as a protective father of a 7-year-old girl, I was like, "Well, it's not a crop top. You've just made it a crop top." And then she goes to me, and I'll never forget this. She looks at me and she goes, "What? Caitlin wears crop tops?" Who's a friend of hers.
Of course.
And then
I used to love pulling out that line.
Oh, you would have. And then that's when I said it, the line that instantly transformed me into my own parents.
Mm.
I said to her, "Well, if Caitlin jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?"
Parent thing to say.
I know. Don't hate me. Because straight away, I was like, "What have I done? I can't believe I said it." Because when you become a parent, there's certain things you go, "I will never do that. I will never say that." Because my parents said it and I hated it.
Mm.
But I think the whole, you know, "Caitlin wears crop tops. Well, if Caitlin jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?" Like, by the way, totally different things. There's no risk in...
No, they're the same.
There's no risk in wearing a crop top. There's an inherent risk in jumping off a bridge. So, anyway, it was just dumb on so many accounts. But I thought 13, 10, 60, can we put it out there?
Yeah.
What's the most parent thing you've ever said?
It's come out of your mouth.
So, I mean, yeah, haven't necessarily got to even be a parent to say this. You could just be a person without kids who said it, then all of a sudden you're like, "Oh my God, my mum used to say that. Like, what am I doing?"
I did it recently.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got one?
I've got one.
See, I didn't think you'd have one because you're pretty, like, you're cooler than I am.
Well, yeah, okay. Maybe in some instances, but we have a fur baby, my fiance and I, little bear.
Did he come out in a crop top?
No.
Bear's like tartan
up. That'd be interesting.
He's got heels and lippy on.
You're not going out of the house
like
that.
You're not going out like that.
No. It was a parent thing to say, but I said it to fiancé Nev. So he was riling up the dog and it was like 8:30 at night and he's like playing and like riling him up. So he was like, you know, roughing him on the couch. So he was getting really hypo. And I turned to fiancé Nev and I said, it's almost bedtime. Stop riling him up.
Nah. You're doing it. You haven't had kids yet. I love it. I mean, and you ridiculous. Accidentally said another one in there too, that whole, you're not going out of the house like that. Like, that's a great one. 13 10 60, give us a call. I think this is particularly poignant too for when you say it to your own kids, because you just get transformed
totally
into your parents all of a sudden.
And as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you go, oh God.
Oh, FML. Oh, what am I doing? 13 10 60 to the phones. Nicole's here. Nicole, what is it that you said? The most parent thing ever.
My kids were slamming doors just the other day, actually, and I told them I was going to take the doors off the hinges.
Oh.
And I hated myself immediately.
Don't you?
You lose door privileges.
Did you pay for that door? No.
It was so exactly good. What my mom used to say, and I was mortified.
That's great.
And isn't it funny too, though, Nicole? Because when you think of your parents like saying that to you, they're old people.
Yeah.
They're literally old. Whereas in reality, like, your parents probably weren't a whole lot older than you or I are now when they were
exactly.
saying it.
Exactly. I am officially old.
Nah, I don't feel old, though. Hope on 13 10 60. Hope, what's the most parent thing you said?
We go shopping with my daughter and she'd see a little cut-off pair of shorts or a little mini skirt. And she'd go, Mum, can I have them? They're half price. And I'd say, well, they should be. They're only half there.
Oh, my God. That's something my dad would say about holy jeans.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't pay full price for them.
They got holes
in
them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Good one.
I can do that myself.
Yeah. Good on your Hope. Hey, Siobhan's next. Siobhan, what's the most parent thing you said?
Because I said so.
Oh,
that's such a typical parent thing to say, isn't it? Like, just to stop the arguing. Because I said so.
Yeah, my mum always used to say it to us as kids, and now I say it to my kids.
And it's so funny because you got frustrated at your mum and dad or whatever. I know I did, because they're not actually giving you a valid reason. And it's just a superiority thing.
Totally.
And now, hey, and I pull it too.
Do you?
All the time. And I hate myself straight away.
Every time.
We'll just burl through a couple more quickly. Jesse, most parent thing you've said.
So when my sisters and I used to pull faces at each other, Mum would turn around and go, do you know if the wind would change, your face will stay like that?
And you've pulled
out. You've done it. Yeah, oh, you've done it.
Yep. I have four, so when they're doing it, I'm like, right, I'm just going to pull the mum card.
Doesn't even hate it.
Heidi, this is another common one. Heidi, the most parent thing you've said?
I picked up my drunk friend on the weekend and she wanted to get McDonald's and I said, no, we have food at home.
We've got food at home!
It wasn't even to your kid!
We've got food at home.
That's the best.
She's like, why am I even friends with you? Songify me!
Get a song by Cliffo and Gabby. Yesterday this began where we are writing and performing songs for just your average Joe, just for people who would like a song that aren't celebrities, who have this done on a daily basis. And today's Songify Me is going to be all about Caitlin, who got in contact with us. How are you, Caitlin?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Caitlin.
Thank you.
It's great to speak to you because I feel like I already know you, being that we've written a song about you. But tell us a little bit about that fateful birthday of yours when you got pulled over.
I was on my way home from a girls' weekend and I was very busting to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I got pulled over by the police because I was speeding.
Yeah.
And he asked me why I was speeding and I had my two children in the car, which I know is very naughty. But I was busting to go to the toilet and I told him that I had a very sore bottom.
Yeah.
And I needed to go.
Yeah, because it wasn't just needed to go to the bathroom. You needed to all poo.
Yeah, I did.
There's number
we
two.
Needed to find that because it's a very big theme of the
it's
song.
It's actually weaved its way a lot into the song. The other thing that we love, you're very particular about the folding of linen.
Oh, yes. Do you not touch my linen cupboard.
So even if someone tries to help by packing away the linen, no?
No, it doesn't work. Sorry.
Yep. Well, as you said, you're very particular about the linen. And one last thing about you. You love to get away with the girls. What do you like to do with the girls?
We pretty much just like to binge drink and talk about our children, really.
All right.
All right. Responsible drinking, everyone. That's what we promote here at HIT.
But I think we have enough, Caitlin, to pen a song about you.
Are you ready?
Awesome, can't wait.
This is Caitlin's Songify Me song, turning Caitlin's life into tunes. Here we go, guys.
I'm begging, begging you. Gotta push a poo out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your ticket book away, constable. Driving home in a hurry. Bow's moving fast cause I ate a hot curry. It's my birthday and I was speeding. The lights came on, the red and blue, but I was busting. I said to the officer, can you let me go? My boost can be quite the heavy flow. He reduced the fine, I got it, Lou. Okay, man, just let me go. I'm on my knees and I'm begging. Cause I don't wanna poo. Hey, yeah. Ra-ta-ta-ta. I'm begging, begging you. Gotta push a poo out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your ticket book away, constable. I need you to understand. One way to fold linen is my demand. Out with the girls, we love a drink. But back to that poo of mine, it really did stink. I'm begging, begging you. Gotta push a poo out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your ticket book away, constable.
I can't breathe.
Does it sum up your life, Caitlin?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's the best thing I've heard ever.
From every situation comes a silver lining, Caitlin.
From little poos, big things grow. You gave us so much to work with, Caitlin. Glad you loved your song for Songify Me. We'll do another one in the morning at HIT. Thanks, Caitlin. Big love.
Thank you. Bye.
Finally happened last night, everybody. The grand finale of The Masked Singer. All of the remaining characters were unmasked. Coming in at number one was UK superstar, no, US superstar Anastasia. She was the vampire. Em Rasiano came in at number two, though. She was the Dolly. Welcome, Em.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, you're obviously very young, yeah, if you think that Anastasia is from the UK. Like,
I know, I got confused.
Are you a young millennial?
I'm not.
Not at all.
I should
That's
know
the
better.
Most embarrassing thing. Like, Gabby was alive and well and in high school.
I used
and
to
all
wear
that.
The blue sunglasses and yes. sing along to Anastasia. I know. I had
Blasphemy.
A brain fart.
Blasphemy. No, if you're going to come second to someone, please.
Right.
Let's do it to a queen icon. It was so exciting.
Em, you and the Masked Singer are like two peas in a pod. This is you after you were a crown runner-up yesterday.
I can't tell you. This has just been wild because I'm a bit of a hermit and a bit weird. So being hidden has been amazing, but also being able to sing has been amazing. So it's kind of the perfect job.
So can we expect you to be singing behind more masks from now on?
Look, I would hope so. I mean, really, if this doesn't give me permission to just come out on stage in some kind of telephone booth with sequins on it and just not look at anyone. No, it was... The other good thing is I get very easily distracted. So it was like putting, blinkers on a racehorse. I couldn't look at, I just had to think about the lyric and moving those T-Rex arms around and that was it. So I kind of did enjoy the whole in my own little amphitheater situation.
I want to talk about the costume. It looked like a difficult one, but the photo at the end of it is without the dolly part and you've just got this gigantic skirt coming from your armpits.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that you should add to your wardrobe. Like, it's very you to have this amazing tulle skirt.
Just with a head popping out the top.
Yeah, and you know what? No pressure on having that summer body either.
Exactly!
Skirt coming straight from your neck. And perfect. Guess what's underneath?
And yeah, when I was growing up, my grandma, over her toilet rolls, she would put this doll with like this crocheted, was it? I don't know, some sort of sewed dress thing over the toilet rolls.
You've got to hide
them. Very much what Dolly reminded me of, sitting there on the bathroom floor, on the toilet floor at my grandma's house.
Think about all the terrible things all those toilet dollies saw in their careers. Can you imagine that's your job?
poor toilet.
What
toys.
A horrendous well, job. My nana had one and it had a tray of potpourri as well. It was it was next level. Yeah.
Well, you were one of these toilet dollies then. What's the worst thing you saw on the set of The Masked Singer?
Oh, I have signed so many NDAs. it was so great. Honestly, all I saw was the inside of Dolly's head and the inside of my trailer. And I spent like up to 12 hours a day on my own, which was heaven. It was actually,
wow.
A lot of the other masks were concerned about the amount of time they were spending in their trailer. But I'm like, what? No kids, dogs, questions, Netflix and snacks. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
It sounds like you just loved every aspect of the whole show. Like you'd sign up and do this every year, Em.
It's so funny. All the other masks and people I've spoken to are like, oh, God, I was so glad to get the head off. And I was like, nah, put it back on. Let's go again.
Well, if you see the doll like shopping at Woolies or something, picking up a cooked chook at Coles, you know what's going on. Don't talk to her. She likes the silence.
Correct.
All right. Well, it was taken out last night by Anastasia. Axel Whitehead was mullet. Yes. He came third. But our runner-up for The Masked Singer 2021, Em Russiano as Dolly. We just love having you on the show, Em. Well done. And, I guess we'll see you on Masked Singer 2022, hey?
Yeah, try and stop me. I mean, and I'll try and change my voice this time. No one will know.
No one will know. Have you noticed a lot of places around Queensland over the last year, 2 years, Cliffo, have transitioned to cashless payments?
Yeah.
And I think it's because money's dirty, and with the whole fear around COVID and whatnot, cashless payments are the safer option. You don't have to touch anything anyone else has touched. You tap it and you go. And there's a lot of places that have implemented that where they don't do cash at all anymore. And I think I found out the reason why they're really encouraging this over the weekend for a whole different thing. So a lot of like how often do you carry cash?
Absolutely never.
Are you just saying that's why I don't rob you?
No, I can tell you. Where's my wallet?
No, never, right?
Where is my wallet?
I already took it.
Here it is. There's a $20 note in my wallet.
Wow.
See that? I reckon that's been in there for 6 months. I never, ever. And now that I've got my Apple Watch, everything's
It's
Apple
just tap
Pay.
And go. Off
I
you go.
Never. Right. Pay with cash. I feel dirty even holding that.
We're moving towards a cashless society. It's a thing. But I had some cash in my wallet. I may have won some little money and it was in my wallet. Yeah. And it's the first time in years that I've had money in my wallet. And so I decided to pay for dinner with cash the other night. I know. Don't look at me like that. But I've got cash in my wallet. I've got to spend it.
I'm picturing the waitress just like,
right.
What do I do with this?
Where
do I put this?
So fiance Nev and I go out for dinner. We have a lovely time. It was one of the kind of restaurants where they bring you the bill in a black book at the end of the evening.
Oh, this is fancy.
So they give us the black book and I open it up and it tells me how much we owe and I pull out
you
the
know
cash.
What? It's actually, it's not even because of the black book, it's fancy. The fact that you pay after you eat and that you haven't had to line up and get a number. Like, that's fancy. You're not fancy. At a bistro, mate. You're at a restaurant.
A restaurant. So I see how much it was and I pull out the cash out of my wallet, feeling very fancy doing this as well because, one, I don't pay with cash. I never have cash and I'd never get bills like this. So I'm putting the cash in, feeling all sly, close up the little book, hand it back to the waitress, say thank you. We grab our stuff and we start walking out of the restaurant. And we get all the way out the front to the street when I hear this yell behind me of this woman chasing us. And I turn around. It was a different waitress, not the one that I'd given the bill back to. And she had watched us walk out of the restaurant and she just chased us down the street. She's like, wait. And I just turn around. I'm like,
what?
Yes. Yeah. She goes, you have to pay. I did. I just paid the bill. She goes, you haven't signed. And I'm like, I paid cash. And she, you could see the moment the light bulb went off and she just went, I am so sorry.
You know what?
She had never witnessed someone pay with cash and she thought we were doing a dodgy.
You should have just started running. Just start running.
And I did go on a bit of a road trip through Queensland, bit of a holiday.
Bit of a
staycay. Yeah, it was, you know, It feels like you need to do something like that at this point in the year because Christmas is so close but so far. And you just need a bit of a refresher to get you through that just last kilometre to the finish line. And so that's what we did. We just did a couple of days away, packed our bags and off we went. But it wasn't until we got to our accommodation that I realised I'd forgotten a few items, which is very unlike me. I'm a pretty good packer. Normally.
When did you? Okay. So we worked on Friday.
We did.
Before the long weekend.
We left Saturday morning.
Saturday.
So I had all Friday afternoon to pack. Packed Saturday morning.
So you haven't got the excuse
the door.
You just kind of,
I rushed it and I shouldn't have. And normally I'm pretty good with packing and I think I got a bit cocky and that's why I left a few things behind. One being underwear.
Oh.
But I managed to survive that because I was wearing my active wear for majority of the days. You know, active wear, you don't really need undies with them. That's fine.
Last time, I've forgotten underwear before too. Mm. And I just found a Best and Less.
Yeah, well.
Just bought real cheap stuff.
My aim was to go to a shop when we got to our destination, but it just never happened. So commando under active wear, not a problem. Swimmers for any other occasion, so it was fine. The other thing I did forget, though, and this is going to disprove one of your theories, Cliffo, I forgot deodorant. And you've said in the past you believe that wearing any deodorant is fine because after 5 minutes it stops smelling.
I do, and anything you say will not sway me from that.
Well,
I'm a believer that any deodorant you can spray Rexona if it's pink or black, if it's because they very much still market it to men and women.
They do,
and I put my wash deodorant on all the time.
Well, maybe
because after 5 minutes, you don't know.
Maybe it's a female deodorant thing. I don't know because I was wearing Fiance Nev's deodorant for the entire weekend, and I smelt like boy all day, all day.
Right.
I could smell the musky scent of man on me. Didn't hate it.
Maybe it's just the other way.
I could definitely smell it all day. All day.
Maybe it's the rosy, you know.
The floral scent.
Florally, you know, not sweet as stuff that just kind of dissipates. Hey, maybe I like that. Who knows?
Maybe you do. But yeah, it was the deodorant side of things that really got me. Undies can deal with. Deodorant, couldn't. I had to.
Right.
I ended up going without deodorant one day because I couldn't stand the smell and I wouldn't recommend that either. But
Bro, it's cool into any shop anywhere. It's everywhere.
13, 10, 60 though. What's the I think you can do better than me. What is the worst thing you forgot to pack when you went away somewhere? Because majority of the time, you can drop into a corner store and you can replace whatever you need to take. But occasionally, that's not the case.
What we're after is something a little bit better that you forgot than Gabby, but something a bit less than what the mum from Schitt's Creek forgot in Kevin, her son, in Home Alone. So we're after the real middle ground.
In between kind of Kevin and deodorant, what did you forget when you packed to go away?
131060 is our phone number and Courtney's here. What did you forget to pack, Courts?
Hi, I forgot my driver's license.
Oh, no.
And did you need it?
Yes, that weekend, yes, I did.
What was the weekend for? Was it like a...
I had to stay in the hotel while everyone was partying.
Did anyone stay back with you or did they just go, oh, well, too bad, so sad, and leave you there?
Pretty much.
100%. I would do that.
I would do that
to you in a heartbeat, Gabby. Oh, that sucks, Courtney.
Because
when you said driver's license, I was thinking, like, from the old man that I am point of view, like, oh, well, unless you get pulled over, that's not a problem. But if you want to go out and party and you're young, that's a really big problem.
It is a big one.
Courtney, another Courtney on 131060. Courtney 2, what did you forget to pack, mate?
So I forgot my bottoms. So I only had shirts. And I also forgot my partner's shoes. And he drives barefoot. So he had zero shoes.
So when you got to your destination, did you get out of the car pantsless and he got out shoeless? Like, what?
I only had these, like, dodgy, comfy pair of shorts that aren't, like, suitable.
Your traveling ones, yeah. I assumed you were traveling with pants on. Like, on what planet are you getting into the car? Like, I forgot to pack all pants. Oh, and put them on.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, he'd do it.
No, you two would have looked rough as guts.
Yeah.
No shoes.
No fancy restaurants for you.
Oh, dodgy shorts. Chelsea's here. What did you forget to pack, Chelsea?
Pretty much everything.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened?
Give it to us. Worst thing.
I was about 8 years old. We'd gone away for a camping trip and I was put in charge of packing my bag for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So I put in some togs and some pajamas and that was it.
Oh, right. Okay.
I feel like that's your mum's fault.
Yeah, I was going to say, at 8 years, my daughter's seven. Check. My daughter's seven and next year I'm still packing for her. Don't you worry about that. Kids are pure and innocent and adults are deviants with one thing on their mind. Even if you don't think this is you, you're an adult listening right now, you're like, that's you, Clifford, that's not me. You are wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. Because kids can say stuff that's completely innocent, but your mind goes to this, right?
Mm.
It happened yesterday. I've got two kids, Matilda, my eldest, she is seven, and Charlie, our son, is two. And yesterday after school, Charlie was being well behaved.
Oh, yeah.
So my seven-year-old daughter, Matilda.
Is that a shock that he was being well behaved?
You've met Charlie. That's a very rare thing.
He's a bit of a cyclone.
He's an absolute ball terror, let me tell you. And yeah, so yesterday afternoon after school and daycare and all that, he was being pretty good boy. So Matilda's like, come to my room, you can pick a toy.
Oh,
and right for
that's
him.
Ultimate.
Like her room is like Disneyland.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And he goes in there and he gets this cute little baby doll. Like it's a little dolly that's a baby. And he comes out and he sits on the couch and he's just patting this doll, just loving it because it's his sister's and it's a real treat and all that. And I said, oh, it's baby. What's the baby's name? I said, is it baby Charlie? Then he went, baby Charlie. And then I said, is it baby Matilda? And he goes, maybe it's baby Matilda. I said, maybe it's baby mummy. He goes, baby mummy. And I said, or is it baby daddy? And he went, yep, it's definitely baby daddy. Now, that's where your mind goes, right? My mind's just gone straight to it. When it's the most innocent thing ever.
I don't even want to say anything, yes.
It was a bit weird because all afternoon he kept walking around just calling it baby daddy. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't know. Baby daddy just sounds, it sounds
just
something
sounds
else, right?
Wrong.
It sounds wrong, right? Yeah. And after a little while, I was a little bit like, just stop calling it baby daddy. There's only one member of this family that's allowed to refer to anything as baby daddy. And that's your mother when she's talking about me. No one else.
So has he renamed the baby?
Not so much. And Michelle is not calling me baby daddy. So,
so everyone's
so
a
it's
loser.
It's a real lose-lose all around.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.